The Associated Press's Twitter account was hacked at the start of this week. The offending tweet, "Two explosions in the White House and Barack Obama is injured," set off a flash crash, wiping 143 points off the Dow Jones Industrial Average. A group calling itself the Syrian Electronic Army has claimed responsibility for the hack. The group supports the Syrian government against the Syrian rebels and fights what it says is biased media reporting. Lauren Gillen has more.
The AP Twitter hack exposed problems with automatic trading software and the vulnerability of media outlets online. David Glantz is the director of the Centre for Software Practice at the University of Western Australia. Okay, so for our listeners that haven't been following the story, can you explain what actually happened when the Twitter feed was hacked and who hacked it?
So basically, a group of hackers stole the password for the Associated Press's Twitter account and released a tweet which claimed that two explosions had gone off in the White House and that the US President Obama had been injured. And as a consequence of that, and on the back of the bombings in Boston, the US stock market basically plummeted over 100 points out of nervousness about the consequences of those of that bombing attack. A couple of minutes after that, it turned out that they found out that the tweet was untrue and the market recovered.
He says automatic trading software may have worsened the crash.
The software that's checking on a whole range of information from news sources to pricing changes and then making decisions about automatically trading and selling and buying stock. The problem is that in a stream situation like this where a chance that the market might fall rapidly, this trading software operates very quickly and tends to push the price down itself very quickly, and that's what's called a flash crash. Either humans or the software itself triggers off protective mechanisms or brakes to stop it going too far and that the market recovers, especially once the news is not corroborated or backed up with other evidence.
He says media outlets' Twitter accounts don't necessarily need to be hacked to disperse incorrect information.
There's been this view that because more and more mainstream media sites are using Twitter to release news, that somehow that makes it more reliable. What we saw with the bombs that went off in Boston was that we had mainstream media reporting news that was incorrect, and then people just basically repeating it. So it's one thing for the general public to misinform everybody, but it's quite another when mainstream media, who are supposed to be verifying facts, are actually applying that misinformation as well. So I don't think people have quite realised just how much caution they need to take in terms of interpreting anything on social media. And Twitter, to a certain extent, was regarded as a much more reliable source because somehow it's a little bit more serious than something like Facebook, for example. With Twitter, the whole thing is trying to get the news out as quickly as possible because you want to be, you know, the person who breaks the news and have your tweets be the thing that then gets retweeted. And so I think that there's certainly an incentive to push things out before they're properly fact-checked. And I think that journalists are falling prey to that as much as the general public is.
And you think we'll see something like this happen again? I mean, how vulnerable are markets or organisations or governments in general to this sort of hack via social media?
We can have sophisticated rules that we follow to check whether something's true or not. But the problem is that the hackers are actually getting better at making things sound plausible. In the case of the tweets that came out of the Associated Press, there were a couple of clues in that which sort of indicated that it may not be genuine because they made, you know, it just looked a little bit different from the normal thing that Associated Press would send out. But in future, some hackers will be that much more careful about how they do things to make it appear that much more genuine. And of course, they can then hack other things that then corroborate that and make it look even more genuine.
Is it inevitable that they're going to happen again? I mean, can anything be done to stop this sort of thing happening again?
Well, in terms of stopping the accounts being hacked, Twitter is talking about introducing something that's called two-factor authentication, which means that in addition to your login, your username and password, you have a number that appears on a device like a mobile phone or the computer, which you have to enter at the same time. And so whilst your password can get compromised, it's actually very difficult to get the other device same time. So that app offers a much higher level of protection, and that, you know, is something that would really be mandatory for all organizations that are engaging in social media. The other aspect, I guess, is really looking at the nature of what those Twitter accounts are actually used for, and how services can actually, provide some sort of guarantee to people that the news is actually correct.